about our love toward each other as a reflection of God's love for us. Here, he focuses on what should characterize our love. In modeling ourselves after Jesus, we should love God and each other with boldness and without fear. Because we have the author of perfection as our model, and because we want to be like Jesus, we are free to be bold in demonstrating our love toward others. Love without fear might mean putting your arm around someone you scarcely know, but who needs comfort. Love might mean serving meals at a homeless shelter or taking care of a sick friend. Love might also mean forgiving someone who has caused you grief or sorrow. These are just examples of what Jesus' perfect love is all about. Though we are imperfect people, his love is perfection, and fearlessness is its character. So step out in love without fear. You can make a difference today. A reading from the first letter of Peter, chapter 1, verses 3 through 8.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory.
These words express a worthy goal for every person who follows Jesus Christ. None of us will escape trials. The writer suggests that we should rejoice in them. That's a tall order. Perhaps you've seen television programs that feature people crawling on their hands and knees for miles as they make a pilgrimage to a religious site. Or you've watched a...